Hashtag we love number one sports digital radio station in Africa.
For us, we have Malika Hamza in studio this morning. She's what people are calling a wonder kid. A wonder kid spoiled
a
for
sensation.
Choice. A sensation. Yeah. I like that. I absolutely love that. Just 17 years old. She plays hockey for the Southern Gauteng senior women's team and also cricket for the Lions under 19 and was recently promoted to the senior team. However, there was a decision that had to be made between hockey and cricket as senior teams and tournament dates clashed. Now, Malika, I won't talk about it because I've never been that prolific at any sport. Two, mind you, where I have two different sporting codes. Like, hey, come this side, come that side. What does that feel like when people call you a sensation, a wonder kid, and you all that stuff? How does that make you feel?
It actually makes me thrive. Mm-hmm. Helps me get going and to do what I want.
Brilliant. So, first and foremost, good morning. Sorry,
good morning.
I'm actually just getting into conversation.
Listen, let's
not
do
even
it
officially
right. Let's
saying
do it right.
Hello, hey.
Malika, bonjour, comment ça va?
Comment ça va?
No, Spanish.
No, but they did say French as well, right, Malika?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ça va bien, merci.
Yeah.
Listen, you're quite an exceptional person, Malika, I must admit. So we were speaking about you also being quite proficient in languages as well, right? Yes. Latin and French. Mm-hmm. That's some stuff you do on the side?
Yes, just for fun.
Wow, just for fun.
Just for fun.
Just for fun. I mean, start having fun like you do.
I was stressed. Learning French was stressful.
Yeah?
So I need to know how Malika's doing this.
Definitely not a fun thing at all. All right, so how do we have this conversation? Because there's so much to talk about, right? First, let's maybe start at the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who are you? How did you get into cricket, into hockey, and ultimately, how did you manage to juggle both at such a young age?
Well, I actually started at the age of 9. I started playing hockey as well as cricket at the age of 9. But I played about 8 sports before that, so it was difficult for me at the time. But when I made the decision with the two sports that I do play, I knew that it was going to take a lot of energy and effort from me. So, yeah, like luckily for me, I've excelled in both. So, yeah.
They're very different, right?
Yeah.
Very different. No. Or do they meet somewhere?
They actually help each other.
Okay.
So the one plays with bottom end and the one other plays with top end.
Okay.
Which is cricket, plays with top end. But yeah, like I said, it helps in it helps both sports depending on it's both team sports also. So that's what I like. I like thriving on the team, playing with the team, excelling in that regard. So that's why I enjoy both.
I see. Now look, you've done exceptionally well to get already where you are in such a short space of time. How would you kind of assess and summarize the past couple of years of your life as it pertains to hockey and what you've achieved in cricket?
Well, I think that I have spent more time in hockey than I have in cricket, and that's just due to the opportunities that I've gotten and where I've been playing. Like I was in Cape Town, and that actually helped me focus on my cricket. But when I moved to Joburg, I had more opportunities, and I had to kind of leave it a bit to the side. I haven't forgotten about it at all, but hockey for me has been more of a priority, especially during this time.
Yeah, so when the choice had to be made, you chose hockey?
Yes.
Yeah, why?
Purely based on where I'm going. I think I'm more ahead of time with regards to my hockey than to my cricket. But, yeah, hopefully I haven't stopped any of them, so I'm still going. So, like, hopefully I will make more of a permanent decision later on, but not yet.
Not now.
Not yet.
Let's talk about that, Malika, because Tanaka had asked you about upbringing and where, you know, the love for both these sporting codes came in. You're here with your father. Let's talk about the relationship. Let's talk about the support as well, because you're still quite young, and in making these key life-changing decisions, you do need that person that forms part of your support base.
No, definitely. You need at least one parent helping you through it. Unfortunately, I have my father for the sport and my mother for the academic, so that really balances it out.
And you're going somewhere, like, sorry, Liam, because, you know, she talks about the father being more involved in the sport and the mother with academics, but now what happens when a nine-year-old gets such a big sponsorship from Mr. Prize? And I mean, I think you became the youngest South African hockey player to scoop this professional contract. Let's talk about then what that meant to you, but also, did you now understand at that age what these types of contracts mean and what they could do for your brand going forward?
To be honest, I really didn't at the time. I just wanted to play. And I think that that's also what helped me is that I wanted to thrive as much as I can. So I love both sports. Like I said, I love playing. I got that for hockey. Mm-hmm. But I love both sports and I just love it.
All right, so your dad is sat on the sidelines. And Dad, I want to ask you, just by show of raising your hands, out of 10, how proud are you of your daughter?
No, I don't
know. Oh, is that a 6?
6?
No, it's 11.
Oh, it's 11. Okay, got it. Thought it was a 6. I was like, boy. Jeez, standards are high over here at the Hamza household. No, look, so as I think Lerato alluded to, and as I've been chomping on about, is that you've done so well in such a short space of time. When you look at the grander scheme of things, in hockey in particular, Liam, I don't know if this is where you want to take the conversation, but we need to talk about where hockey is in South Africa. And when making that choice, you're choosing a sport, and Liam, you know more about hockey than I do, so I want you to chime in on this. Semi-professional at this stage, right? Our athletes unpaid, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's kind of semi-professional. Yeah. We haven't entered that fully professional space. A lot of them are still working. Look at the captain, Aaron Hunter. You look at the, you know, the vice captain, Mpumelelo Mbande. She's an accountant. So they sort of have their 9-to-5s, and then you still have to balance hockey on top of that, where you go to Belgium, Germany, those countries, India, where hockey is sort of a professional setup, and that's their job and their only job, and whatever they do on the side is, you know, it's theirs.
Yeah. With all that being said, certainly you think about these things, right, when making a decision about where you want to go and ultimately how you can impact that sport and leave your footprint.
No, definitely. I mean, like Aaron and a couple of the girls, we had a conversation because we play club together. Mm-hmm. We had a conversation last night actually about it. So it is difficult for all of us, especially as you get older, you do think about money, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is a factor. But... yeah, for me, right now, I'm just playing at the time. I know soon I'll be probably thinking about that money, but hopefully the sport will grow in that regard.
Mm.
So I'm not sure yet.
Yeah, but how do you feel, you know, like you said, you know, speaking to Erin and the other girls, you know, after training perhaps, you know, in those conversations when they're venting about work and, you know, does that not... derail you in a way or demotivate you to continue with your hockey?
No, not at all. Because like we have an understanding amongst each other. So we do speak about the facts because it's reality. But we all know that we play because we love it, and that's a big thing for all of us. Like we honestly just play for the vibe, for the passion.
And when do you get the chance? Sorry, Liam.
No, you go.
I wanted to know, when do you get the chance to actually be a 17-year-old to do stuff that teenagers do? Because I'm looking at it where you are so good at two sporting codes. So many doors are opening on the hockey front. I'm reading a lot of articles, just people celebrating your achievements. It seems like you do get the work in this practice, there's matches, there's so much more. There's still academics, because one would believe that you do have maybe a career that you've always wanted to pursue before this newfound love. When do you get the time to just be a 17-year-old?
I don't think I get much time for that, but whenever I have a free, I will relax, listen to music, play whatever I want at the time. But I know that there's a lot of hard work that needs to be put in to what I want to achieve one day. So that is one thing I need to kind of sacrifice.
Liam, ask the question, but I actually want to, Dad, if you can actually step up here, because I want to bring you in to talk about the balance, right? We often hear about sporting dads.
Yes.
And how, good morning, first morning. And foremost, Mr. Thompson. Morning, thank you for coming on. We hear so often about sporting dads and how these things can somewhat go skewed and strain relationships, right? Dad put too much pressure on me to be this type of athlete.
Yeah.
And then later on in life...
He forgot to be a father. Much of a coach.
How do you strike a balance with her, so young as she is, having her perform at a very high level, but also realizing you have to be a dad, and she also has to be 17?
It's extremely difficult. Mm. It's definitely not easy. For me, I actually play the mom as well, because my mother's in Cape Town.
Oh.
So I'm the cook, I'm everything.
Sure. Yeah.
And that maybe makes it easier, because I've got full responsibility. You know, when it comes to making decisions, it's always her call. Mm. Even with the cricket decision, they called her and she had to make the call on the spot.
Mm.
So she, I'm comfortable that she will make the right decision when it comes to that. When it comes to the business end of it, I deal with that, you know, from a sponsorship perspective.
Yeah.
And coaching, I coach her as well. So, it's as difficult as it is, I've made it a bit easier because I'm kind of completely in control.
No, that's brilliant. That's and I mean, to keep in that relationship respect, when you kind of map out for her what the long-term plans are, do you guys have those discussions together? Or I know you said you kind of leave her to make her decisions for herself, but long-term?
No, it comes with discussions, yeah, definitely. Yeah. And so it's a... We sit down and she's very keen on that. She'll spend hours just chatting. Let's talk about the future and whatever. I'm hardcore though. I'm hardcore and just to give you one small little example of the kind of relationship we have. So she was playing cricket the other day for a club and in the first over, they appealed, you know, for caught behind and umpire says not out, and she walked, you know, and the reason why she walked, because I would have been upset if she didn't walk if we nicked the ball, even though no one knew she nicked the ball except her. So that those kind of ethos I want to instill all the time, you know, play that's the sport the way it should be played.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely brilliant. Yeah, and no, listen, you're doing great work. We really do appreciate it. Lastly, my question to you would be, and I'm going to ask you this as well, bad days. I mean, when you need a little bit of motivation.
She needs more of a father than a coach.
Yeah, yeah. When things aren't really going well on the cricket pitch or on the how do you motivate? How do you pick
her
up?
The problem is that there are more bad days than good days in her opinion. Mm. So she's never had a good day in her opinion. So I try and balance it out and agree with her when I think she didn't have a good day.
Mm.
And when she had a good day, I will tell her that you had it. And then I still need to explain why I say it was a good day. So one must also understand a bad day for Malika is not a bad day on the field. It's a bad day by her standards.
Oh, yes.
And that's more difficult for me to comprehend at times.
Malika, let's bring you back into it. Bad days. More often than not, your dad says, right? You're having bad days.
Yeah.
What is the standard that you're trying to keep?
Well, for me, it's definitely I need to play as the best as I possibly can because, like, I have the senior South African coach as my club coach, so it is a bit
kind of
difficult to keep performing. But, as much as there's no pressure in that regard, but there is, I think I'll put pressure on myself to get there. I do try and play the best of my ability at times.
Yeah.
Even though I think sometimes I don't. Like my father said, he will let me know if I actually played well.
Okay.
Yeah, but we speak about family earlier on. You know, Lerato asked you about your father and, you know, the role that he plays, you know, in your career. And keeping with your family, we do know that, you know, South African cricketer Zubair Hamza is actually your cousin. You know, how did that, you know, inspire you at a young age, looking up to him and saying, you know what, I also want to play cricket one day, you know, like my cousin?
It's funny because we didn't not know each other that well, but I have heard of him, that's it.
It was like how Brian Abana is my uncle, but we never met.
Like my father and I would watch him at when we went to school and stuff, but I never actually thought of playing cricket in that because of him. But once I got older and I realized that I could actually become something, I looked up to him a lot, especially when I became about 9. That was the time where he actually coached the hockey. He coached the Weimar girls hockey team.
Wow.
He coached like the grade ones or so. And that's where I watched him with the hockey. And I actually wanted to play like him. We aren't similar players in that aspect. But with the cricket, we definitely are. We're both leg spinners and we're both top order batsmen. So I think that was actually an accident. It wasn't planned. But it's weird how things work out.
Yeah. Have you met him since?
Yes. We go to family functions and everything together. So we do see each other quite often.
Sure. Imagine coming to family lunch. There's two stars in the house, guys.
Yeah, no. I can't imagine it. I can't imagine it. I'm the closest thing to a star my family has.
And he's never played professional, nothing.
And we don't even have a squad kit where I play. So everyone in different shades of blue. It's quite shambolic. It's actually quite shambolic. So let's talk about the future plans. I mean, as we've spoken about what the state of hockey is in South Africa at the moment, you have a massive opportunity, and I think Aaron Hunters and the likes who have come before you have done so well to move it forward. Surely your ambitions also have to be about progressing the sport, right? And maybe one day realizing a professional dream for not only yourself, but for others.
No, definitely.
When you sit back and you think about your future, what does that look like?
Well, hopefully my future is playing for the national side. Maybe sooner than later in a way. It's just about how I work. Oh. If I work hard enough and put the effort in. So hopefully I can get there soon.
And 2024, is that something that you're thinking about? Paris, the Olympics. And I think it did with the hockey team not doing so well at in Tokyo. You know, there's just so much that people want to see from the ladies especially. Let's talk about that. Is that something that you now, you know, started writing down, journaling and thinking about it?
No, definitely. 2024 is a big year for me. I think a big year for a lot of the players. There will be some older players or more experienced players that will be going out of the equation. But yeah, for the ones that are coming in, I think there's a really good new blood coming in. So hopefully we can make the most of that.
Now next year, 2022, we see AFCON in January. Yes. We have Commonwealth Games and the Hockey World Cup.
Yes.
You know, should Coach Rob van Ginkel call you up next year, how ready will you be for all of these competitions at 17?
Well, I think it's firstly got to do with how I perform in IPT coming next week, Monday. But I think I have been working hard. I have been actually training with him, one-on-one training. So we do have that kind of understanding, and I know what I need to do. I need to put it on the on the field.
Malika, listen, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Really do appreciate
your
time.
Much.
You've been brilliant, and I know that the future is bright for you. That's one thing that's for certain.
Is.
Dad, thank you so much. Also,
but I still have one more question tonight.
Yeah, please.
We heard Dad speak, and then Malika was talking about, you know, and Dad was saying sometimes he is that coach to her.
Mm-hmm.
Have you started thinking about a manager? Or would you like to be a Serena Williams and then, you know, keep that around?
Keep
you
it
can
in-house.
Grow up until a point where you feel like, yeah, no. But, okay, now is Dad that person where you're like, okay, you know, should I maybe get a move abroad or whatever the situation is? I'd really like to keep Dad as my coach.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. He's been with me since the age of like 9. But he's coached me since the age of 2. So.
Sure.
We have that kind of relationship where I kind of, as much as I've been doing it on my own, I do need him. So
from the age of 2, Dad, please just step back in and tell us what you saw. Maybe something I could see in my kids as well. I mean, if at the age of 2, the kid is able to hold a bat or something. At the age of 2, what were some of the telling signs that this could be a superstar?
For me, I've always had, we've got a rich history of sports people in our family. So it's part of our lineage. So starting from my grandfather, my mom, my dad, myself, and my brothers as well. I think at the back of my mind, I played apartheid sport. So I visualized after Zubair's success, because I think Zubair was about 10, when he became the first person to score 100 at the age of 9 for his school against Rondebosch Boys. And I knew that was a Hamza talent that had come through with opportunity in the new South Africa. And I was kind of hoping that I would achieve that with one of my kids. And my son came and he was as lazy as I was. And then when Malika came along, I didn't think about it because being a girl, we never had a girl really in our family that was that great. But I love sport. So I bought golf clubs, plastic golf clubs, and she started hitting the ball 9 out of 10 times, you know, at 2. And then I, with the football, she would kick with both feet, she would catch with both hands at 2 years old. Wow. And I knew, I mean, I would brag when people come and say, just watch this, just watch that. And some people remind me of it.
Yeah.
So I actually knew at that age that she would make it.
Wow.
Yeah, oh, thank you so much. Yeah,
brilliant,
yeah.
Eh?
That's like it must be amazing. But also the amount of pressure that Malika's been under, because, I mean, you are that girl now, yeah, you know, with the males and the family having gone a similar route and reaching success. As a girl now, it's a matter of, can she be as good as them? Mm. Can she surpass them?
Mm. Mm. It's different strokes, yeah, for sure. So if you're listening to this and your child is 2 years old and not catching and kicking the ball, please,
yeah,
let go of that dream.
Yeah. Nah, she's not getting when my child is 2, I'm calling Bobby. I'm calling the dad.
Yeah?
Yeah, to come and train. But there must be something there. He can't start from zero.
You know what I mean?
And the dad wasn't the best, so ish. It's going to be bad on my
it's
side.
It's terrible, yeah? Oh, no, listen, but we'll leave it there. Malika, thank you so much for coming. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
All the best, yeah, going forward. We'll definitely love to catch up with you again soon. And you tell us where you're at in a couple of weeks, months from now.
Yes, definitely.
Can't wait for that conversation. Where are you headed to from now? School? Is there school closed? What's happening?
No, I'm homeschooled at the moment.
All right.
True.
All right.
You remember the mother in Cape Town dealing with academics, so...
It all makes sense. It all makes sense. Well, that was Malika Hamza on the phone. Same on the phone line. Actually, our second studio guest this year. I'm so used to talking to people on the phone. This doesn't even feel real for me. Thank you so much for coming through, Malika Hamza, talking to us about just her journey through golf. Oh, sorry, no, I'm saying golf. Sorry. Golf is there. Jeez. Hockey and cricket, and ultimately the decision that she had to make, and the future for her in hockey. So many achievements for her already. That's the Southern Gauteng under 18 A side. There was also the SG senior indoor side, the SG senior outdoor side, cricket under 19, ladies, lions. So much great stuff has been achieved in what has been a very short career, and we do believe that there is so much more.
This is Vision View Sports Radio.